Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time. That's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction on my car, my house, and my children, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize. He said that I was parked in a handicapped parking space. He gave the guy next to me a ticket. So he stopped me, and I said, "What's the emergency?" He said, "There is no emergency. You were just parked in a handicapped parking space." I said, "Well, I didn't see a sign that said handicapped." He said it was on the ground. I said, "Well, I didn't see it on the ground either." So he said, "Ticket." And so he went to his car and ran my plates, and I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, "Have a nice day," and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn ticket?
No ticket. He sent me on. He told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way.
Right. Right.
So the injunction does work.
Chris, is that you?
Hello? Akeem, you hear me?
Chris, what's going on? I can hear you. How are you?
All right, man. Good.
Oh. Just tell them what happened when you went to court, and then we'll get into, you know, the letter they gave you in the mail. The Jedi mind trick letter that they sent.
Yeah, I actually think it was a pretty interesting story. I was in court 2 weeks ago. You know, I received this letter in the mail telling me if I don't go to court, a whole bunch of things were going to happen. They were going to put me in jail. They were going to, you know, basically rule against me by default. And this is for a child support hearing in Massachusetts. So, you know, we called you up. We got our paperwork straightened out, filed it, and then I showed up. You know, and I had my basically my plan in mind. You know, I wasn't gonna budge. You know, I wasn't gonna contract. I wasn't gonna agree to do anything. And I was, if I had to, I was ready to tell him. I was ready to tell him why if I had to. You know, so I show up. All the child support hearings happen in one day on Wednesday every week. That's right. I felt bad, man, because you could see the sorrow on a lot of men's faces who don't know how to handle, you know, maybe don't know how to handle the business the way they want to. But so there's a table, and you're supposed to check in, and I can see they got a big pile of papers and envelopes. And the first thing, you know, I showed him one copy of one of my pieces of paperwork with the docket number on it. I said, "Look, did you see this docket? You see this docket number in this case?" I said, "I'm here pursuant to that case." And he said, "You know, are you Christopher Rosati?" I said, "Don't worry about that." I said, "Don't worry about anybody's name." I said, "I'm here for that matter."
Right.
And he said, "Well, you got to fill all this stuff out. You got to put your name on the envelope. You got to fill out finances."
Right.
And I just said, "No, no, thank you. I'm not interested." So anyways, I'm sitting down and I'm watching people go into this room. You know, they get called, woman versus man, whatever their name might be, and they go into a room. It doesn't look like a courtroom at all. It looks like a normal sit-down meeting room.
Like a room, yeah, you know? Like a little... Like, actually,
yeah.
It's like a equivalent to the police interrogation room. That's what it is.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. And that's where I see everyone going, right? And this is clearly,
right.
You know, they got the paperwork. These are the new cases. You could tell the people who their order hasn't been established yet, and they're going to work it all out. I can see that.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, you know, I refused to sign their paperwork when I got there. I hear my
mm-hmm.
last name yelled very loud by a woman. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I said,
"Are we losing you, Chris?"
Person.
Go ahead. I can hear you flipping now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I said, are you talking to the natural person or the corporate entity? And she didn't like that. And she just took her paperwork. Before I could finish what I was trying to say, she took that paperwork and she hit me in the chest with it. And she told me to fill it out. Yeah. She told me, fill this out.
I was charged up with assault. That's assault.
Yeah.
Man.
So I just said, you know, ma'am, I'm here only under duress. I got a very threatening letter, and that's that. And I said, I'm not filling out your paperwork. So I went to give the stuff that she threw at me back to the man at the table, and he looked very nervous, this guy. And he said, sir, the judge won't see you without that paperwork. He said, you've got to fill that out. And I said, yeah, man, I'm just not interested. And he said, well, may your best be with you. That's what he told me. So next thing I know, I hear my name screamed even louder by that same woman, you know, maybe 10 minutes later. She sounded angry. She says, courtroom 11. Now, I'm looking around. On the floor I'm at, there's no courtroom 11, right? So I got to go. I look, and it's upstairs. So obviously, I'm not going to the same room everybody else is going to. I can see that.
You're not going to the administrative, dealing with administrators. You're going to actually see a judge. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I went, we went and then sat down, you know, all rise, then to the honorable judge, you know, whatever her name is. And then, you know, I see some cases being heard in front of me, and they're all for existing orders, you know, modifications, people who are in arrears. You know, it's very different from what I thought, you know, they were here to see me for. So I think that's strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look, and the DOR attorney, the Department of Revenue attorney, you know, is that woman who was screaming at me. She's over there at the bench. Right.
How does the Department of Revenue get on this? God, it's crazy.
Yes. So now I know why she was so angry, partially because she had to come all the way downstairs because they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't, you know, this guy, he's not doing the paperwork, and now I can see. So eventually I get called up, you know, they call my name, and they ask me to state my name, and I say it as properly as I could, my name, the way I like to say it, and I say natural person, right, doing business as, and then I say, which is my en legis in commerce, you know, and the judge, she was pleasant, she said, okay, that's fine, and then she said, you know, raise your hand and swear the oath, and my arms are folded. I didn't move because I don't swear oaths to any man or to any man-made institution, right? So the judge looked at me and she said, "Whoa, you're not going to swear the oath?" And I said, "Well, I just told you, you know exactly. I don't swear to any man or institution. I swear to only the God Almighty Himself." And I said, "I'm a man of God." And she said, okay, well, it's not an oath, it's an affirmation. And I said, Your Honor, in all due respect, you know, an oath is synonymous, I'm sorry, an affirmation is synonymous with an oath, and I swear only to God Almighty Himself. And she looked she just looked a little confused, but not upset or angry.
Right?
Right. And the DOR attorney just says, you know, Your Honor, this guy over here, you know, he basically won't even tell us his name. He shouldn't be heard before the court, is what she said. Right? That's what she said.
So that tells you a lot when they say that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think it was secret code for get this guy out of here because he's, you know, he's gonna make us all look, you know, like we don't know what we're doing. And then the opposing party, the mother, she had also hired a private attorney, right? And the judge looked at her, this private attorney, who's a woman. The judge said, you know, who are you? And she said, oh, I'm the private attorney. And the judge said, all right, well, what do you make of this? And this is exactly what the private attorney said. She said, I've never seen anything like this in my whole life.
And they didn't even know how to rebut that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, because, and I'm just imagining, if I hired an attorney, and that's what I heard them say at my case.
I would not be confident. Right.
But, you know, you got to think, at this point, you know, we'd done, you know, the affidavit of rebuttal, affidavit of fact. You know, we've done the estoppel at that point, you know, the injunction, color of law form. You know, there's a lot of paperwork, I think, that attorney had taken a look at. And quite frankly, I don't think she knew how to rebut any of that.
No, they're not sure how to deal with that. Yeah.
So I think she was being honest when she said, I'd never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. The judge just plainly looked up and said, you know what? All right, you'll receive my order in the mail. That was it. I walked out of there. Nobody asked me if I was a father. Nobody asked me to take a paternity test. Nobody asked me how much money I make. They got no information on me because I wouldn't give it.
You got something in the mail. What was it?
Yeah. So last Friday, I got a letter in the mail that initially did scare me, but I didn't look at it deeply enough and understand it enough when I first saw it. But it basically said, you know, it looks like a motion. It looks like a motion that was put before the court to establish paternity with a DNA test. And, you know, at the bottom it says approved or denied, right? And it's got a circle, or allowed, rather. And it's got a circle around it, allowed. So I'm like, damn.
Right,
but what you helped me to realize in looking at that is that where a judge would have signed and then made their name in, you know, clear below it in print, and where they also would have stamped it, right? There was no judge's name.
There was no clerk of court stamp on there. Where's the clerk of court stamp?
You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read.
So what's up, God? What we talking about, man? What's going on with you?
Hey, listen, is Akeem there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Akeem, you still
here? I'm here. I'm in the back.
Check this out. You know, I talked to you on the conversation, John. You remember I was giving you that testimony about the RS thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had not so long ago got out the RS on the folks by the house and everything, and I ordered that DVD, the RS DVD from you guys, and I did for me, man. Listen, they said I owed it $83,000. They sent the lady here. She went all to my rental properties telling the people they don't have to pay no rent, pay it to them. Okay?
Yeah.
Then they came here again. So I said, you know what? Let me send this letter. I sent a letter to her. I sent a letter to the commissioner, exactly what you said to do. I sent about three letters so far. Guess what? They called my job and told my job to disregard the garnishment. She called those rental property people and told them, say, listen, y'all better pay your rent because we can't help you. And the tenant called my son who's managing the thing and told him, they're so sorry for holding the rent back. And then this, man. And they can't even talk to the lady no more. She done changed her number.
Listen, man. Let me say this. This is why you tune into Hindsight Radio.
That letter, listen, man. That thing is powerful. Listen, this what's up.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
Everyone in the hood, everyone.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't, like I said, I can't speak for them. So, you know, don't take it as me saying they didn't do it. They might have done it right now. I don't know. But I know I did it that same within a few months after you had left.
And you
know what I'm saying? After we had chopped it up. man, I hadn't even deformed him, and they pulled me over, and the dude ran. He, when I turned around, he ran to give me my license, and then he turned around. He said, have a good evening. He, by the time I turned around to say something back to him, he sprinted back to his car.
What's good, man? Touch bases on the, what Akeem was talking about last night, man. Yo, if y'all did not hear that show, man, bro dropped some jewels. You hear me? I'm talking about, like, you could have ran off and, from the Diamond District and you had as much as what he just dropped last night. Like, it was that serious. It was that serious. But I talked to Joey Sunday. I listened to the King last night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, everything's coming together, man. I'm liking the way y'all doing it, man. Y'all really doing y'all thing with that.
Thank you, brother. I mean, like I said, to me, all of this is a law school, man. We got to pull it all together, make it make sense, make it work for y'all, make y'all get remedy. We're not here just to fucking talk to y'all. We want remedy. We want y'all to have remedy.
Now, what I was going to tell you, I did have some remedy to share with you, man, some more remedy. On top of, you know, the other week, last week I talked to you, I was telling you about I did the CPN, and I did open the bank account, got the credit card. But I actually did a tax letter for a brother out in the Outer Banks. I'm in North Carolina, and he was actually $300,000 in tax debt, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS called him. You know, they did not do it by correspondence of mail. You know, they try to change it up. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know how they get. You know, they real crafty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get mad at that. So they told him would he be willing to settle for 10 grand? I said, what? I said, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, this 10 G. Yo, so you mean to tell me the IRS called him up, told him to do a court of satisfaction?
No, the IRS, basically, they didn't know they told him to do that, but they called him and told him, you know, he was $300,000 in debt. They got the letters. Well, he liked to set up for $10,000. He was like, well, who was corresponding to the letters? She was like, well, I had to send it to somebody higher up than me, and they came back and told me to actually could you set up for $10,000 off of $300,000, bro.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, the money, one thing I say is the law is the money, and money begets money, more money, more money, more money, like you say. So,
more money, more money.
So, I actually got a brother, he's in jail right now, you know what I'm saying? He called me, and, you know, he's trying to get some things orchestrated. Because, you know, he got caught with a lot of, you know, this, that, and the third. I ain't going to get into that on the public line, but, yeah, you know, it just got me to another place. Like, I heard from a guy today, and he's $2 million in taxes.
Right.
So, you know, more money.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, but the thing is, man, I don't sit there and say, well, you know, this is what I'm doing, da-da-da-da-da. I say, well, you know, if you want to learn, I'll show you where to look. But
exactly.
If you want me to do your legwork for you, then, you know, pay like you wait. And
right.
I never forget, bro, when I came down there and I talked to you, you was like, man, there's so many people with money that's looking for smart people to help them defend it, make more, and exclude it from taxes and shit like that. So, you know, that's, I ran with it.
What up, Joey? Peace. What's up, peace? Not much, man. It's Eli, man. I'm loving the show today, man.
Man, appreciate it, bro. We done went in the overtime.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, my bad, man. But I had to hit one, man. I just ran to the store to grab me a bottle of water, right?
Right, right.
And I'm in Georgia. I got expired plates. I just got my last default off about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Man, this motherfucker was so close to my bumper, man, at the stoplight, D.
I know he was.
Yo, man, I'm like, I'm on the phone with my man. And I'm like, yo, motherfucker, right up on my bumper and shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga about to hit
New Year's. This New Year's gonna pull you over, right?
B,
I fucking made the left. When I made the left, he didn't even hit his gas hard. The motherfucker had already started backing off when he made the left behind me.
Uh-huh.
I made the left turn into my neighborhood. He kept it moving, B.
And
you know how they do in Georgia, nigga. You don't pass go in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you don't pass go in Georgia. Y'all heard it. That's why you're poor. Follow.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
Of the United States. And see, that's the thing. Like, when I went into court my first time, that's the first question the judge asked me. They asked, are you a United States citizen? Because I had just authenticated my birth certificate. A lot of shit was changing. And I didn't know they was already doing a lot of shit. Already.
Right.
Just because of the fact that I authenticated. And so I said, well, the first question I asked the judge was, because I like to play coy when I go on the court. I like to already ask questions I know the answer to, but ask it in a way that the judge got to admit to. You know what I'm saying? And so I asked him, I said, well, which United States? Because it's in there too. I said, there's Washington, D.C. And according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the United States, it's two legislations, actually. I said, which United States?
What?
Are you talking?
You know your time.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Man, I can't put me on this shit. He told me he found out about you. I seen him lit up, man. I ain't never seen that brother do that. But the judge said, well, I'm talking about, which, are you a United States citizen? He tried to bluff me. And so I said, well, I'm a citizen national. I'm a national of the United States of America. I said, because I'm outside the jurisdiction of Washington, D.C., am I right? He smiled and he said, started asking some more questions. But then they just dismissed the whole thing. So,
hey, man,
you
got any more questions or comments?
Hey. I got a testimony. I was sheriff was behind the sheriff. I got that injunction in, and you know I got a red light ticket that I'm battling right now. With the motion to dismiss is in it, but they suspended my license for it, which you know don't bother me. I don't need them anyway. And the sheriff got behind me. This is the second time this happened in like a week's time, and he rode me for about a mile, 2 miles at least. I mean, when they get real close up on you, you know he running.
Oh, you know what's up.
Yeah, you know he running. And my tag is already expired. I said, oh, he running. Yeah. He too close to me. Why he so close? And dipped on about his business.
Mm-hmm.
Dipped on about his business.
That's what I'm talking about. And what state are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Oh, yeah. They would have pulled you over in Florida. I already know.
They ran that computer, suspended license and old tag. I was stupid.
Oh, nigga, they be waiting to pull something over. Believe me, I know.
Nobody's business.
Man, so, that's what's up, man. Great testimony, man.
You want to say you had anything else?
I mean, basically, you know, I'm really grateful I came across your information and then was able to contact you and work with you. The process has been unbelievable, and to anybody listening, don't be a customer. Don't volunteer to be a customer. If you're confident in your own ability to support your own children, then there's no reason for any government to threaten you with jail to be able to do that. And to be called, to be insulted with being called a customer and it's a service under penalty of jail and all of this. I mean, to know that you don't have to do that, and you can get somebody like Hakeem who's on your side, who's going to help you and walk you through it, that's a gift, man. It's just such a gift,
right.
and I thank you for it.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate it. Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
Damn shit, they didn't even keep trying me at the end. He was just fucking with me the whole time during the party.
Now, the question would be, your friend who said, white man don't respect no paperwork. Yes, they do. But they their own paperwork is what they respect. You got to get them with their own.
All right. We here. We ain't going nowhere. Had to give y'all the
rundown of the testimonies and the whole nine. Y'all know we love those testimonies. We love for you, the people, to tell the people this shit works. And we need y'all to continue doing that. You know what I mean? The remedy is fucking great. I don't know who you are, so look out. You in my city. It's honey do list. I don't know if I'm going to be able, you know what I mean? Get up the whole nine. Yep. You know what we're going to be talking about today, right? We're going to be talking about the Chancery Book, man. I mean, not the Chancery Book, the Trustee Handbook. I might as well say Chancery Book because that's where it takes you in their jurisdiction. You know what I mean? You'll be in the Chancery Court when you do this shit correctly. You'll be seen as a natural person when you're doing business up under the trust. Proper trust. You know what I mean? That's how shit works. You know, I don't know if y'all knew that or not. I see some people with their hands up already. Shit, I ain't even started talking yet. But cool. I'll open up the call line and see what's going on. What the hell? It didn't jump backwards. I don't know why. Hold on. Let me fix it. There it is. All right, I'm going to 941-243. Peace to the God. Peace.
Islam, this Duval here, man.
What up? How you doing today, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, brother?
Great, good, great. You know, just working on my honey-do list and stuff.
Okay, that's good. Okay, last night, me and the brothers was in the cycle with Shockwell, right? Mm-hmm. And they was playing a demonstration from some of the malls in New York. And they was telling these other Black Panther dudes, basically, like, they had formed a consular court. So Shaka was looking up. So when he looked it up, we was like, okay, put Baltimore. So we found it, right? So we seen that they had, you know, a zip code. So first thing, you know, we was like, hold up. This informal because they got the zip code they don't have it in Carroll. And then the debate was about, is this shit legitimate? Because they was in the apartment, like, they was putting the morals in and getting them remedied outside of the legislative courts, right? So I was like, hold on, what's they status? I say, you know, I say, first thing, Jonah teach us status first, and then if your status not right, you know how you basically, I said, Jonah put the remedy in to get you in the Article 3 disposition court, in the court, even though you still 14th Amendment, what he make them do is respect the Constitution to pull you in. I ain't get into that, because I ain't really want to speak for you, for real, but this, why I said what I said, well, Jonah remedy gets you out of it out of technicality, but I didn't get into the part about how in the trust handbook, plus I already know this, what you do is you get it where a brother can get, or anybody can get in an Article 3 court and get up under the Article 4, what it is, I think Section 2. Let me pull out my Constitution. Article 4, Section 2, as a state citizen, as a state citizen getting that Republican disposition, getting back in the Republic disposition.
Right.
So I don't want you to elaborate on that in the matter, even though you don't see the video.
Sometimes the people in Shaka's study group get confused, and you know, they still searching. So they listen to a lot of things and study a lot of things. And I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of like part of the process, because until you know the good, the bad, and the ugly, you don't know. They don't know that already gave them the best remedy they could get, right? But so they don't know, they gotta go. They gotta go study other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
think about it.
You know,
when you first got in it, we studied with everyone's shit. Listen to everybody.
Yeah. You're right, bro. Study all that patriot shit,
what I'm teaching is it's the truth because you studied all the bullshit. Like, yo, all that shit bullshit.
Well, that's right. It did. So people go do that UCC process in the prison and they weren't getting with me. So I'm like, hold up. So then I got my instrument book, right? And so I'm looking like, they ain't indemnifying on this shit. That's why I be laughing when you be talking about this shit. But they say, well, indemnify. So when I read my negotiating book, you only indemnify somebody like you would tell them. How you going to make the government hold harmless, like not long before the wrong they did to you?
That they done to you.
Only the,
right.
Yeah. Only the person that gets that type of disposition is the one that acts in good faith and ordinary care, which when the book will talk about, in my ordinary business, if I found an instrument that belongs to you and I took it in my possession or I bought it from someone that stole it from you and I did a security exchange with it, then I'm indemnified. You gotta still make me whole because I wasn't a thief. I was acting in good faith and ordinary care of what I do. So what I wanted you to elaborate on, because I just got through one of the old shows when you was talking about you was already drawing up the documents to form the government. So the whole thing was they was trying to figure out what about the counselor's court and how could we be protected under that and how could you form that to protect the brothers instead of them getting them 20s and 30s under the color law scheme. But I already know you already drawing that type of stuff up because I heard the show. I don't know what show it was.
See, first of all, that's why I'm going into this trust right now. See, what people don't realize is people are creating these Massachusetts trusts, and they become what is called, they call them political subdivisions. Now, do you know if you join a political subdivision, that makes you expatriate as well?
In a government.
Yeah, under the laws of the United States, if you join a political subdivision, you're being a U.S. citizen. So,
yep.
The whole key to it is understanding trust.
It's all trust.
Because our government, the so-called U.S. government, is a trust. They're the trustee, and it's called the public trust. You know what I mean? So, you know, people, like I said, a lot of people, they're going to have to wait and study with us 3 years before they can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I let them new people, you know, struggle and, you know, study all types of stuff. And, you know, because when they finish all of that, they'll be back.
Now, the first thing in the group, they were like, well, what Jonah got to say? I'm like, shit, this is a good topic. I know, but when you get done with the trust handbook, it's going to show that clarity because the trust handbook is doing that, but without the nationality.
Even the nationality is trust.
Yeah, because that was set up between the First Nation, which was the Moorish Empire, to the Second Nation, which allowed them to do commerce and for their posterity. This government is not for us.
Yep. So you left your trust and wanted to go into their trust. Too scared you were going to miss out on something. That's what our ancestors did.
Yeah, Mom Dukes.
A lot of them was tricked into it, too. You know.
Yeah, taking
the
shit.
They could not give you full disclosure. They won't give you full disclosure. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I think that's fraud. Not to give me full disclosure, I'm going to make an intelligent decision.
That's right. Fraud and inducement. Inducement of fraud.
Yep.
I forgot.
Constructive fraud. Yep.
Yep. to start the fraud. They manufactured jurisdiction and through diversification of citizenship, what it's called, inclusive joinder.
Yeah, what they do is constructive trust. Now, if you look up the word constructive, say that it's fraud.
That's right. That's why collusive gender, when you look up the word collusive gender, it tells you it's illegal. Because they're taking the diversification of citizenship and manufacturing you in the jurisdiction, in the districts.
Yeah, so, you know, and tell you the truth, all the shit that they do under the 14th is constructive trust.
Yeah. It's all constructive. So, I got one more question, two more. Okay, on the package for the 800, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the donation, is them three ready to be applied?
Or what happens is you can use them, right? But the CPN gotta be what's her name? Seasoned.
Okay, I understand. That's what I was asking. I know exactly what you're saying. I just wondered if it was already ready. You already seasoned it. Put the lawyers on it.
Nah. See, that's what I'm saying. That's those people out there trying to fraudulently get your money. Promise you the world. Say it's 100,000. You're going to get 100,000 credit limit. I mean, and stuff like that. You get the shit, there's nothing there. You know what I mean? Like, the only way to build that credit is for you to do it, and it's the safest way because you know what was done. Knowing is half the battle.
True. Yeah, I was just asking about that. Oh, and I got one more question, right? So you know that the legal commerce with the weed dispensaries now. So how would one go into that with the disposition
I can't say because I ain't did it yet.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna say that shit.
Hell yeah.
But
you know,
I'm
good for saying I don't know.
But it's been honest. You're an honorable man.
Yeah. All right then. Peace to the God, man. Did you hear from the Jenkins boys?
Man, I'm gonna. I tried to get the. I had talked to the doctor the other day. I had tried to get him to go call Jenkins to the office, man. He said he wasn't. But I'm going to call back and try to finesse it. But I'm going to write him and tell him to call you. But I sent a message, a text with them boys. They didn't hit me back. And I told him to call you. I didn't see him well, but I'm going to go ahead and write him personally and just tell him, hey, y'all don't want to holler at you. And you miss it out. You want to get your ass out of that motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
He's sitting up in a fucking drug program trying to be a drug program when you got a Google.
How the fuck he in a drug program? Neither one of them use drugs.
Shit, hey, Jonas, motherfucker going to a drug program to get the fuck out of there. Shit, them 18 months, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, man, trying to get home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, then, peace to God.
Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to 219333. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I was just checking with you. I had sent you some of your email. I was trying to see if you had got a chance to peek at it or whatnot.
Nah, man. I've been way too busy. My family going.
Oh,
right. I got to do everything myself. It ain't going down. I don't know what the fuck going on with emails or nothing, yo. I'm trying not to answer because I know people are looking for their orders and all types of shit, man. I can't help you. Wifey going,
right.
I can't help you.
Yeah, I have found something interesting on the DOJ website, you know what I'm saying, about the survey of law of expatriation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mad cases in it, and you know, and they say it's an inherent right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I gotta check that out there. Just more fuel to the fire. You know what I mean?
It's like, and one part, and part of it is say, like, if you expressly had written that out, that you was renunciating, then that would suffice as if you done, you know, citizenship or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, I was just been thinking, you know, like, being that, you know, we put that in our court process, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I see exactly where you're going with it.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, like, would that involve the State Department then? Once you done did that, would you like got to send that
according
up to them?
To
like,
what you said, according to what you said, that law said, no. You know what I mean? You got to understand this. The State Department is where they're trying to force you to go into the jurisdiction of, the United States and ask for permission.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if that would be, well, like, they'd be like, oh, boom, you know what I'm saying? He did this, so let's issue this, that certificate to this motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I was just, you know, yeah, but I've been peeping, I've been reading it, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't had a chance to look at all the cases, but it's like mad cases, you know what I'm saying? And it was, this was written in like 2002.
Okay, dope. Current.
So I'll shoot it to you again, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. Peace.
Peace to the God. Yeah, man, I tried to tell y'all, man, I'm a student, you know what I mean? Like, yo, we make shit happen all together. All of us together make it happen. You know? No time for faking jacks. All right, I'm going to 612-396. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. This is the God I see today up here in Minnesota.
What up?
I got kind of like
how
a testimonial. I'm peace. I was listening, and when the show first started coming on, the intro was a bunch of testimonials. So I'm like, you know, this is like my third or fourth year foxing with you. You know what I mean? And it's like my jurisprudence.
So now
coaches,
you know the
difference
between the real and the bullshit, don't you?
True indeed, and it's coming full circle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you got to listen to the radio shit, right? Then you got the you calling and you engage, and then you starting to apply these shit with the problems you got, right? So check it out. I got a testimonial. A year and a half ago, you was up here in Minnesota on some private shit. We knew you was here, but we couldn't find you. You ain't talk about it on the radio. You talked about it kind of when you came back, so we couldn't find you. We like, where this nigga at? We got shit up here. We need done. Couldn't find you. Called our team. And we had a situation with the county up here. So the county up here, what they do is they hire a private attorney to prosecute you. And then when you got beef, he'll come out the woodwork and try to defend you too. I call our team. Our team is like, yo, that's a conflict of interest. So I didn't even have to put no paperwork into that. I looked it up. It was a conflict of interest. It was basically under the delegation of authority. Like, and, you know, and I'm talking to him. And I ran up on the prosecutor, you know, and I'm like, yo, what are you guys trying to do? He was like, well, we want your insurance, and we want this and that. And I'm like, oh, but, you know, you're a private attorney. So you'll represent me, too. I could hire you to represent me. And just in that conversation, I actually backed him down, and he dismissed my case. And anybody in Minnesota know about Hastings or Dakota County, they're tight. They type. Anything with driving, they want jail time. 4 years for DWI, they serious. So just understanding the concept of jurisprudence and just simply understanding the courts, the dynamic of the courts, the way y'all taught us how going to court and see how it's set up. So in Hastings, Jonah, like this particular case right here, the clerk, the lady with all the juice, she's your first point of contact. As soon as you walk through the metal detector and walk through the door, she put a form in your face. Like, yo, put in your court date, this and that and all of that. So if you be disrespectful to her, you know what I mean, that's going to set up a whole other chain of events. So Hakeem was taught us, like, yo, because you be, you know, kind of be clean, be this and that.
Yeah.
So now you're separating yourself from the common nigga to a jurisprudence honorable individual. You're setting that up. You're starting the momentum, right? So this is all the shit that you learn just 3-4 years on the phone. So So now I'm like, you know what? I need my license. I can't be beefing with her. This is before I make the transition to even coming out of the 14th Amendment citizen. You got to be honorable as an indigenous. You still got to be honorable when you're moving at all. So this is the way y'all taught us, something I would have normally been, I would have normally cussed the lady out because she was being real rude to me. But because I learned that, you know what? I found out who she was. They're like, yo, she the most powerful chick down there. She's more powerful than a judge. She the county clerk, and she's sitting at the front desk like a peon. She's not a customer service lady.
That's not normal.
Right? But nah, but Hakeem already had, right? So we nervous. We calling in. We trying to find you. Hakeem was like, look, boom. First of all, that's unconstitutional. They can't have nobody doing that. And then you know, you go back through the old shows, and y'all breaking down the structure, who got the power, you know, who works for who, the governor, and then you got the lieutenant governor. Then you might have the attorney general. Mm-hmm. Then you might, you know, whatever your state structure is. But here, the county clerk, she's the man. She holds the purse out in this particular county. And it's all the way out there. So, for example, you're from New York. You get locked up in Manhattan. Your court is in Mount Vernon. It's a Manhattan court in Mount Vernon. So it's just a struggle beefing with them. And the clerk don't let you do no electronics. She won't let you mail it in. You got to hand it to her. They fund. So when I approached the prosecutor, it rolled downhill. He was like, look, man, the dude's father that hit you, talking to the police officer, I got the transcript for you. He wanted to get out of that situation so bad once he heard me speak as if I knew that I believe what you're doing is unlawful. He was like, well, it's legal. I said, is it statutorily or is this the county policy? He was like, it's county policy. I was like, well, you know we ain't going to go no further than this, right? And this is me talking to him outside the metal detector before we even got, I ran up on him outside. You know what I mean? And he told me, yo, the clerk, she already told me she wanted to get rid of this. I was being a gentleman with her, so as soon as she started getting whiff of me wanting the transcript, and then Hakeem told us about discovery. He had a whole show on discovery. So that testimonial, this shit is live, like real talk. You don't walk out this county. They got 100% conviction. I'm one of the few brothers who walked out of there without even copping out to a parking ticket or reckless driving. Now, and I was dead wrong. But I couldn't take the cop out because it would have set off a whole chain of events. Oh, you okay? Now you lose your job. Okay, now you okay? Yeah, you know. So it's a whole chain of events out here. So, and I wanted you to, and I threw that out there because you remember when you was out here on this private shit. And we knew we couldn't find you, and you was here. We was like, yo, that nigga touched down. Let's find this nigga. We on the radio looking for you, and the shit was, you know, but we still had to use the energy that you already put out there in the teaching, you know, and I just want to let motherfuckers listening. This shit is real. Anybody know me? You know what I'm saying? Tell you, this nigga serious about his. Shock, I went to school at Brandeis. What's up, my nigga? You know what I mean? But I'm saying, Jonah, this shit is real. I'm excited out here, and it's like a nigga free out here because you teaching brothers law. If you're not studying this shit, you are in dishonor of your ancestors, brother. If you're not studying jurisprudence, law, commerce, brothers, you as being 100% nigger, Frankenstein. Please study what this brother is teaching you. Come back into your honor. Take your land back honorably. We ain't got to lift a finger and we ain't got to bust a shot. I love you, Jonah Bay, and this is Aziz Bay up here in Minnesota. Peace.
All right, peace, God. Keep up the work. Positive joint right there, man, for sure. Stupid positive, you know? Going hard in the paint with the info, yo. Yo, you know, Atlanta seminar is coming up. There's a couple of other ones. Make sure y'all go to HakeemL.com and MakeMoreCommerce.com to see our schedule. You know what I mean? We about this next week. I'm on the road, man. It's nonstop, too. All right, I'm going to 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
How are you? We're checking out. Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good to hear that. I was listening to that. Dan Pena. And I didn't realize he had a whole structure, a whole like presentation, you know. That mindset, getting that mindset together.
Yes, yes, sir. I mean, that's what we're doing, trying to get back to the way our ancestors, you know what I mean, held it down, man. Learn our ancestors' ways instead of ways that the people that came over here to conquer, and that those ways ain't served us at all.
Right.
It's destroying us.
The colonial mindset, colonial mentality.
Yup.
Yeah. Self-destruction.
And let me say this. The colonial mindset is within all people, your own people. It ain't just someone that's Caucasian. Shit. I feel like the people with melanated like us is the ones who try to hold it, the colonial ways, together the most. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. Mostly our women.
Our women, right? Our women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to tell the truth, like, man. The, I mean, I'll be trying to diss our women. I don't be trying to diss Caucasians. I just got to tell the truth, man. And if the truth fits, that you wear it.
Well, you know, it's 7 days to a week, you know. And so it does. It fluctuates, and on a given day, it's like that. You know, it is real. You know, it just depends. It just depends. Like, you know, this universe is shifting, constantly shifting, and we got to do our best.
That's
to keep
the whole key with us making the moves we make them, right? Because what that does is that puts that energy in the universe, and guess what? We start waking up more people because the unified field is real, man. That's the 100 monkey syndrome. Whereas if one person's thinking it, everyone's thinking it, boom. Now we all could do it with no problem without even having a teacher. It just pops off like that.
Yeah, it's like we all midwives, like trying to birth the golden age. You know, trying to just give birth to the golden age is rising in Mars.
Yep.
That's
yep.
What's up, God.
I mean,
I
definitely think you're right about that. Is due to the reason the mother is always trying to protect her child, that could be the reason for melanated women being affected the most. Yes, but that's the problem is, trying to protect them, you do more harm.
Yeah, that's what gets everybody all fucked up.
The
fear and the clenching and
right. See, because women are more affected by the fear and all that. And you know, as men, we don't understand that shit. We don't really understand, you know, the emotions women go through because they feel it way more than we do, and we can't even comprehend that. We'd be like, yo, that shit's illogical. That shit's illogical.
Yeah.
See, we used to have classes where men would learn about women and women would learn about men, so we would understand each other better and work together better. That's what our ancestors did. Well, guess what? There's no classes for that no more. You know how they try to give y'all classes? They put it in a book. And they made a book called Man is from Mars and Women are from Venus.
Yeah. Dr. Gray.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet a lot of y'all didn't even read that book. You know? So, I mean, the problem is we're miseducated. 100%, hands down.
Yeah, you saying that as women, it's not, it's like, it's a moment of reconciliation and reflection. It's not like,
no, I didn't
know,
say as women. I said it's miseducation.
Yeah.
Like, when there was the same women and there was the same men back when our ancestors ruled the planet. What was the difference? The difference was the education. You see what I'm saying? We around people who's ruling that hides the best information from us. You know what I mean? Why? Because they don't want us to get back on top. You got to understand. It's called, they got something called capitalism. The only way capitalism can work, you must have the majority of the people broke to take care of the few. Right? So who's the biggest population here? Even though they call us a minority, I promise you, we are the biggest population here and always was. Matter of fact, they just came out with a study talking about one of these states. It was more so-called black people, right? Now, so they're starting to tell the truth. Now, the whole thing about that is, you know, so you're going to need those people to take care of the rich. So what do they do? They have everyone who comes to this country set up shop in our neighborhoods, and they all become rich, right? So they purposely teach us how to stay poor so we get everyone else rich and maintain their lifestyle. That's the agenda. It's a pyramid, right? And they want you on the bottom of the pyramid. You know, and they do that through how they educate you. I mean, a lot of people don't know this. I was talking with someone about this earlier today. It was Joey Bounce. We learn from example the most. We mostly learn from example, right? So you got to understand, this is why our kids want to be what? Ball players, boxers, rappers, and all that. Why? That's the image they see on TV, so they're picking up that, right? But what don't you see on TV? You don't see positive so-called black men and women on TV that's business owners making. There's no shows like that, right? So you're not going to emulate that because, well, our kids ain't going to emulate that because they have no concept of it. They haven't seen it. Now, the funny thing is, when kids see me, you know, they think I'm a drug dealer, a rap. Everyone now, even the grown people, oh, you in the music industry? Like, damn, that's the only thing motherfuckers can do to make money? You see what I'm saying? But we learn from example. And anyone that has a great example, right, where he's just a straight businessman doing well, you know, they don't want that image out there. They'll show you. Now, you can watch TV all day, every day, and you're going to see Caucasians, so-called Caucasians, businessmen TV, making mad money every show, you know. So it's what they're programming us with that we don't even know we're being programmed with that. This is the reason why I don't watch TV like that. I know what it's doing.
Yeah, it's direct. It's like a direct little. It's like they don't even have to do that whole dark flip, you know, put you under in the dark. So that's like hands on. It's just like, it's just everywhere, you know.
Yeah, man.
People. Yeah. Yeah, so
you got any more questions or anything, my brother?
No, just want to thank you for that, because Dan Pena, you know, he's like, I turned him on, and he's like talking about this hard work, you know, and cold calling and all that, and, you know, just running hard every day. And just releasing that beast within, you know, living regret free, not caring what people think, not trying to be liked, you're just working as hard as you can so you can meet your potential. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. You know, see, here's the thing. It's always crazy the way the haters get through make you feel bad and all that. We don't say we appreciate people enough so we can outshine all the negativity. We need to do that with the people in our lives way more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. All right, Jim. Peace to the God. I'm going to move on to the next call. Appreciate you, man. We about to be at the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into the Weiss Concise Trusty Handbook. You know what I mean? I got to really get y'all to fully comprehend. By the way, we ain't having no full show tonight. I got mad shit to do. But we'll be back after these messages. Let me pull up something to play. Okay, hold on.
Peace to God. Are you dealing with the legal situation? Are you being stopped and questioned by police for no reason? Got you feeling like the deck is stacked against you? You can get everything you need to protect yourself, your rights, and your property at JonahBay.com.
JonahBay.com.
You can learn how to remove that so-called judge from your case with the writ of Penendus and Assizes.
Penendus and Assizes.
Webinar and template. Get that so-called judge out of here. You can learn how to save your money so you can make money with the Discharge Webinar DVD right here at JonahBay.com. While you're there, you definitely need to pick up the Injunction Webinar and template. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize. So he said, ticket. And so he went to his car and ran my plate. And I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day. And sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn
no ticket. He sent me on. He told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way. So the injunction does work.
Go visit JonahBay.com.
At JonahBay.com, you can choose from a wide selection of webinars, seminars, templates, certified documents to get your remedy. He could teach you how to go ahead and get out of debt. And not only get out of debt, but to be self-sufficient where you don't need to go ahead and utilize the system. You are the system.
JonahBay.com. Tune in live to learn health, freedom, and wealth with Jonah Bay.
Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On HindsightRadio.com.
Call in to ask questions or just listen in by dialing 425-569-5169. Press the number 1 to ask questions or to give comments. From Hindsight University,
peace to the gods.
I've been lucky enough to be independent the whole way through, which has made me, I guess, very direct, which some people mistake as arrogant. I don't think my approach on business is what the average person would advise. Like most, I hear people say, never put up your own money. And I'm saying, put your own money up. Work harder than everyone. Be patient. And just know that if you're going to do something on your own, you're going to have to feel some pain. So like in Vampire Life, you know, we've had a certain amount of success in a very short period of time. And I'm like the little Jewish guy behind it. You know what I mean? Like before, there's always someone from another culture that's behind it, funding. And in Harlem, your whole thing is not to get hit by work. You want to be the connect. You want to put your own dough up. You want to buy your work. And if you fuck it up, you fuck it up. But when you get that, you can pay it and do what you need to do. If you can name someone in the urban business or an urban brand that's owned by an urban person, not to say a person's getting paid a percentage or sweat equity because they're the ambassador or the face of the brand, but are they doing the P&L? Are they doing the production? Are they doing the sales? Are they making sure the bills are paid? Are they paying the staff even if the sales didn't ship? The difference with me is I can do all these things because I'm the one that puts up the money. If I feel like making a motor oil, I can make a motor oil. Or if I want to make a liquor, I can make a liquor. Just because I'm a cut out the connect, I know how to get it developed, I know how to get it manufactured, I know how to produce it, I know how to have it distributed, I know what sales, you know, I know the game. When my children you know, look and ask about what I do, they know I'm the boss. They know I put up my own dough. They could care less what they read in the paper. They see it every day, and their quality of living is never compromised. They know that there's no other man that could walk in the room that's going to make me bow down or talk with a different tone or be extra nice to. And that's what I watch all of these so-called men do. You know, they claim they're bosses and they have these things, but someone else is paying for it. And when that someone else from another culture walks in the room, you know, I see voices change and demeanors change. And it's just disgusting. I don't even want to bring up names because I don't want to. I wouldn't even want to do that to people that other people look up to that they think are strong. You know, and you see how weak they are when some little white man walks in the room that can cut them a check. It's disgusting. Have you ever watched a James Bond movie where it doesn't look like he's losing at some point and then he wins? Or Batman or Iron Man or any superhero? There has to be some diversity for you to, you know, overcome to win. You know, you can't be a champ unless you, you know, are in a place where you look like you're going to lose and then you win. The pain that's going to come with being independent, you have to embrace it because it's going to happen. And also know that the more successful you get, the more problems you're going to have, the more knots you're going to have to untie. Being a boss does not mean smooth sailing. It means having the ability to care about other people before yourself and to untie problems, untie knots. That's all it is. It's not business if there's not problems. There's nothing good without struggle. It just doesn't happen. In all my experiences, there hasn't been one thing that's been successful without me feeling some pain before it was successful. So now when there is pain, I embrace it. You know, I've been embracing it. I'm a G about it because I know that must mean that if I'm cool, that, you know, what awaits me. It's the darkest before the dawn. I don't want to like sound corny, but that's really what that's what has to happen. What I learned in my experience in the corporate world and with Rockefeller was, if I want to be truly happy, I got to put up the money, because whoever puts up the money is the boss, and that's that. It doesn't matter if someone gave someone a lot of money to watch. That's not a boss. That's a supervisor, and that supervisor usually thinks he's a boss and projects as a boss and will piss someone else off that's putting up the money. So a lot of my frustration would come from the fact that everyone that was speaking, none of them put up the dough. And we put up our own money. We were partners. We had a 50-50 venture. So in that environment, it would frustrate me. It'd be like being at a dice game and someone else speaking on your money. Because usually in corporate, no one's putting up the money. It's public and there's a board and, you know, there's a bunch. No one person that's making decisions is using their own dough. I can't talk to people or be nice to people that I don't respect that aren't putting up the money. After selling my interest in Rockware so that I can put the money into what I wanted to put it into, which was Rachel Roy and other fashion things and magazines and all that stuff, my life became a lot easier because I never had to argue with anybody again because I was the boss and I still am. A boss doesn't get told what to do. A boss might get advice from an OG, advice, but you're not being told what to do. My dream is to be completely independent, be able to direct, be able to design and make clothes as I want, and to be able to cook for my children and cook well. You know, I'm the kind of person that considers himself a wild animal because I eat the food I kill. That's how I eat. No one's giving me nothing. I'm not eating that day unless I kill that. So when I'm around other people that I consider tame because they have the security of a job and they have a leash, I'm looking at them like they're tame. I'm a wild animal and you're not. Who's gonna be the cooler person in the room?
That's what's up, the boss mentality.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You can't, you know. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. You know, he just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
All right, all right. We back, we back, we back. All right, man. I put the trusty handbook inside the chat. And I'm on page 12. And I'm going to start reading from Powers and Duties of the Trustee. Now, I want y'all to keep in mind, when I'm reading this, think about this is shit that your governor, your sheriffs, and all of this is supposed to do this when it comes to the Constitution. You understand? I want y'all to use this and apply it where it needs to be applied. All right? So, here we go. The powers of the trustee are divided into general, special, and discretionary ones. The general are all those inherent in trustee virtue office, i.e. conferred by law. The special are those conferred by trust instrument. And discretionary are all those arising out of necessity of personal judgment by way of circumstance. Though ample discretion may also be conferred by law under the trust instrument. Moreover, it is well settled law that under a declaration of trust, the trustees have all the power necessary to carry out the obligation of that private contract, which they have assumed. Furthermore, it is settled that the trustee of an express trust are afforded greater latitude of power and activities than ordinary trustees. The trustees are empowered to control every aspect of the trust according to the trust instrument and equity, and retain the power to eject even the beneficiaries from the premises. These powers include, but are in no way limited to, the power to bind the trust in a contract, especially where such application is implied by law, and the power to contract with the beneficiaries, the power to partition, exchange, sell, pledge, or mortgage the trust property, either in whole or in part, the power to lease trust property, the power to issue, change, or otherwise dispose of securities of the trust. Now, I hope y'all are paying attention. These are things that the United States government is doing to you. They are leasing the property to China, which is they call the public trust or the public lands, parts of Manhattan. They are partitioning, selling and pledging mortgage and trust property, whole and part. That's what they're doing, letting people come in and buy shit. They have the power to change and otherwise dispose of securities of the trust. What they're doing with the securities that you make with that social security number. Right? They said they even have the power to kick you off the property as a beneficiary. The shit that they're doing to you when they're locking you up. All right? I want y'all to think of this as when you're dealing with the government. Let me go on. The power to support the beneficiaries in all reasonable matters. Now, that's what they gave y'all. They gave y'all Social Security and shit like that to take care of y'all. Barely any money. They made welfare, WIC, and shit like that. The power to prosecute and defend the trust name and the trustee's name. That's what they do when they bring you in court. The power to make gifts out of trust property. They do that all the time. The power to delegate all essential powers and duties. That's what they do when they hire police departments. They have just delegated their authority to someone else because police aren't part of the government. And the power to exercise personal judgment, every discretionary power not prohibited by the trust instrument. See, so they look for anything they can do outside of what was said in actual Constitution. So their loophole was when they created the 14th Amendment, they said that they could write any law to uphold the 14th Amendment. So now that's how they're operating outside of the trust indenture called the Constitution. And as already shown, to do whatever is allowed to persons as a natural right. The fundamental principle of the law is that every power, there is a corrective duty. The trustee, as a fiduciary to the beneficiaries, assumes certain basic duties outside of the management of trust property. The certain duties aside from whatever specific duties may be conferred upon, the trustee is in the trust instrument. These duties include but are not limited to the duty to support the beneficiary in essential needs, which it may have out of the funds which would otherwise be paid to in distribution. And if such funds are not available, the duty to accumulate any balance needed. The duty to refrain from taking advantage of peculiar knowledge or position when dealing directly with the beneficiaries. The duty to exercise the utmost faith, good faith, in all concerns of the trust, whether dealing with the trust property itself or directly with the beneficiaries in matters concerning the trust, including to care for, protect, secure the trust property. The duty to preserve, protect, and further the trust interest, including pressing all reasonable demands and prosecuting and fending off all claims and declaiming all available exceptions and taking all available advantages in such matters. When delegating your essential powers and duties, the duty to exercise at least a general supervision of trust affairs, and to perform any ministerial acts which require the exercise of discretion and judgment. The duty to keep minutes and separate accounts of the trust, even if kept in a book with other accounts, with the minutes showing decisions and resolutions reached, and amount accounts showing the state of the trust and the pertinent details of the transaction, generally in the form of schedules of income received, income paid, additions to principal, deductions, principal from principal, principal on hand, and changes in investments consisting of debtor and the creditor size. See, that's what your government does when you got nationals and so-called U.S. citizens, the creditors and the debtor sides. Upon acceptance of the trusteeship, the duty to accept the property and the trust documents. When investing trust funds, the duty to invest them securely so that they shall be preserved intact for the remainder men to invest productively so that they shall yield at least the current rate of interest for the life of the tenant, and the duty to concur with all co-trustees except when authorized to act individually. Right? So that's the duties of the trusteeship. This is what your government was supposed to be doing. This is what they've been fucking up on, you know? So let me open up the call line, see if people will comprehend this shit in the whole nine. I'm going to 816-225. Peace to the God. Peace. Peace to the God. 816-225. I guess ain't no one there. All right, I'm going to 34233. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, God. What's going on?
What's up, Money Making Mountain Runner? Oh, that book you're reading is a Trust Wise book, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that. But what I want to say about that, now, in some states, right, you have some of the sheriffs doing their job. Like in California, I was reading something about some of the sheriffs don't want to be pulling the people over who don't have no license. But then you got the other sheriffs saying to them that, oh, well, how are you going to make some money? And the sheriff was trying to follow the law, you know what I'm saying? But some of them didn't want to, you know?
Right.
So some of them do their job, but then you got some of them who don't, you know?
This is why you're supposed to do the injunction, you know what I mean? You make even the ones who don't want to do their job, and if not, they now, you got them. You sue their ass.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. And another thing, Joan, I got a testimony, man. It's going to be real short, but
I
want you to help me understand what's going on. Now, I told to you a while ago about my case, because I'm in Alabama. This happened in 2014. Now, four years passed. They come pick me up at the job and said I had an FTA, right? They took me last Thursday, right? I saw the judge the next morning. They said they're going to let me go on Friday. But the lady, the so-called lady, couldn't make it up there, whoever she was. So they said she going to come back Tuesday because it was Memorial Day. Now, this dude told my car when I was at work, one of the sheriffs came. He gave me three citations, and he said like this. When they put me in the county jail, they said, I gave you three citations, no bond. So I was thinking about what that meant, because usually when you get three citations and you tow your car, you got to bond out, right? So I get out Tuesday, and then I had sheriffs coming to me in there. They said, Mr. Bay, are you going to take a TB test? I said, nope. They said, okay, that's fine. But everybody else in there has to take one. So I'm trying to figure why this lady asking me these questions, asking me do I want to take one, and everybody else have to take one. So when I get out, right, they let me go, And then on the three citations, it says release on recognizance. And then they have my social security number on there, and it had 10 numbers. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell is the 10 numbers.
I don't know.
You ever see that before?
No. God damn, man. I haven't been locked up in about 10, 20 years, man. Shit.
Well, I've never seen nothing like that in my life. And plus, it said on the ticket, release on recognizance. So I didn't have to pay no bond on that. And then the judge wrote the sheriff a little note and said he is to be released without paying the bond. So
right.
I'm assuming that.
What have you done?
I did the injunction. I did the injunction a while ago.
Oh, the injunction ticked in too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because I was telling Marsha the same thing.
Was now,
oh,
you
okay.
Know what else? I've seen people when they've done the authenticating the birth certificate and the fucking birth certificate authentication protected them like that too. You know what I mean? So,
uh-huh.
But I would say it's the injunction. That's my thought.
That's what I said. Yeah. That's what I said. That's what Mark said too, man. Because these people, now, whenever you heard that when you in jail, they said, they asking you, are you going to take a TB test?
Hell
they
no.
Used to tell you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I was just making sure, man, because that injunction is powerful.
Yes,
huh?
It is. Yes, it is. It's using the trust. The trust contract. The trust extension. They gotta walk on shell toes when they deal with an injunction, right? But see,
mm-hmm.
It's not foolproof because, number one, we're still quasi. Number two, if you harm someone or their property, the injunction doesn't work because that's how common law works.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you because I was like, damn, I ain't been locked up. Last time I was locked up was 2014, but I was like, man, these people asking me all these questions. Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? I'm like, man, why the hell are these people asking me all these things? Everybody else, they tell them, come on. Okay, well, now I just got to find out what the 10 numbers mean, because a social security number has 9 numbers. They got 10. 10 on there. I ain't never seen 10 numbers on a citation. 10 numbers, man? I don't know what the hell that means.
Me neither, bro. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, but, well, that
very
was it, man. So,
all right, dude.
That's
peace to God. Wonderful talking to you. I ain't talking to you in a minute. All right, I'm going to 832-322. Peace to the God. Peace. You there? 832-322.
Peace.
Peace. What up?
Peace. Peace, God.
There?
Hold on. Let me. I got you on the computer too. Let me.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. How you doing today, God?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. But set up my 9-8 number. What was that?
Mhm. I said I like hearing that.
Oh, I already know it, man. I try to, speak good things, and good things will come. But I was looking up how, or I was getting my 9-8 number earlier, and me and a couple of of my associates, we got our 9-8 number and. Someone called in after us to go get one, and they told them, "Hey, man, we don't do 9-8 numbers for anyone that's not, in the United or doing business with the United States or something like that." And they was just like, "Hey, man, we can't do it."
I heard someone say that shit. I think they got a quota, and once they fulfill the quota, they start lying to people. Cause how the hell are they gonna say that when they just gave you yours? You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I'm like.
That nigga just needs to call back tomorrow and try again. Yeah. be doing the Jedi mind.
I felt that. Yeah. That's what it was. Because, I was paying attention to the numbers. When I got mine and when he got his, it was like two people that called in between us. That wasn't, that I didn't even know, that had did it. There was a space in between his 9-8 number and mine, so I was like, man, they must have met some other people caught. So, yeah, they must have met their quarter. But, yeah, man, so you said the police is not the part of the government, huh?
No, they're not. They're private contractors. They're under the authority of the sheriff, and they're deputized by the sheriff. They're contractors.
So the sheriff, he's part of the government?
He is a part of the government. He was elected by the people. That's how he becomes a sheriff. The people vote him in. Constitutionally.
Okay. And then he just, passed on his authority to the little deputies. I get it.
Yep, contracted it. Just like the wise trustee handbook is saying. This is why I'm reading it, so y'all could see how it all makes sense and you see it worked all around you every day.
Mm-hmm. You sure right, though. It's all around.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the movie The Matrix. The Matrix is all around you.
Yep. But nah, man, I really just wanted to make sure that's what it was, with that EIN number. I go ahead and, pass the mic.
Yeah, definitely. Tell him to try next day, and the next day, he gonna get the same people you get. And then, boom, he going to get his 9-8. You know what I mean? Like, I made it so easy for people to get the 9-8. They had to do something. You know what I mean? And remember, they lie their ass off to people. That's what they do.
Right. Yeah, she's just talking about, we trying to prevent fraud and people doing fraud and they don't, trying to get out of paying taxes and. Yeah, I say, oh, man. She just started going in. I'm like, man, it's funny you said it, because I was just on the line with three, different people getting their 9-8 numbers. So, but, yeah, it was too many for them, in one day.
Yep. Yes, sir. All right, then, peace to the God.
Peace, God.
All right, we're going to 9199. 919-492. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's up, John?
Oh man, I'm chilling. Almost feel like a single man. The whole family gone, but I got so much shit to do. It don't even matter.
Yeah, here's that. That 9-8 number ain't no joke. I got two of those. When I first heard of you, I got two of those 9-8 numbers. But I got a couple of remedies that I've been taking care of.
All right, tell us. We like to hear people getting their remedy.
Well, I've been working on this CPN number for a minute for my spiritual name. Just got credit on that that spiritual name.
Boom!
That $2,500. $2,500.
Boom! What you buying me, son? Can I get a pair of Jordans? Yo, that's dope,
man. I got the PayPal account, and I'm gonna put that unincorporated business on there. But I got the personal name, the spiritual name on the PayPal, and I can add unincorporated.
Make sure you don't blow it up. Now, the next thing you want to do is get another CPN and use this CPN to help that CPN get credit. The reason why I'm telling you that is just in case you fuck up, you don't want to start from day one again.
All right. No doubt, no doubt.
But yeah, you living like me, son. Everything I do is in Jonah Bay, the spiritual name, the 98 number. I still got credit cards under Jonah Scott, but guess what? That's a CPN too. That's a CPN too. Ain't no social on it. You know what I mean? That's all. That's the only way I operate.
Yeah, yeah. They're making it hard to get it though, but you gotta keep on trying and trying, and you know.
Listen, man, they ain't trying to let no slaves free, man. You gotta force
they
your way.
Not.
You gotta prove you want it, man. It ain't gonna be easy. You know what I mean? Anything worth having is never easy. You know what I mean? When you got with your wifey, it wasn't easy, my nigga. You had to go all out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good woman
flip side,
is very hard.
I got my order back from the for the National on the flip side, but it's some good that came out of that because they I looked at the rules of procedure because what they did was they concurred with the opinion of the lower court. I looked at the rules of procedure and they said I can do a petition for rehearing, so I just submitted that today, which was like the last day, and so I had to set up some information on that. Submitted that through the only way you can do it is through email. They made some special laws up for that, but I walked it in as well. And
they call them fucking special laws when it comes to getting your name changed and your nationality, but you know
exactly.
They fucking people, you know what I mean?
I did a 5.1 on it, so I'm thinking I did it right. I just wanted to know from you. Do you think? Well, I know you know I did it right. I did a 5.1 constitution challenge.
Yeah, because the constitution said they can't make up no special laws concerning name change.
Exactly. So I was in the right court. That's the court of record, Supreme Court, Upper Supreme Court. I'm like, are you guys serious? So I'm waiting on the answer for that. You know, they're making it hard as hell up in here in Virginia, man.
They're making it hard, but they ain't going to stop us. They can't stop us.
I know,
they
can't stop me. I'm all in.
I don't
That's
care
all
if
I
you
got,
tell
Jonah.
Me no. Maybe I got to ask more than one time. That's it.
You're going to let me in. I'm going to keep on trying.
Gonna let me in. That's what Tupac said. You know what I mean? I'm hungry. He was singing all nice, and then he said, yeah, after the first six time, I'm at the door. I'm climbing through the window with the shoddy pulled on him. You know what I mean? Like, you let me in. This ain't no request.
I made a declaration. You gonna let me in. That's all I got, Jonah.
All right,
doing pretty
then,
good. Doing real good. All right. Peace, God.
Thanks for testimony.
No problem. No problem. Peace, God.
Peace. All right, yo. I did a half show, man. I went over the half show. That's it for tonight. Tune back in. I'm going to show y'all step by step. I'm going real slow with this wise, concise, trusty handbook. I'm making sure y'all understand every aspect of it. You know what I mean? And how it applies to you in your life every day. You know what I mean? Everything is trust. Y'all don't know, but y'all are in so many damn trust, it ain't even fucking funny. So, yo, we gonna become the masters of these trusts. So then we do whatever the hell we want. And then y'all be living what? As a natural person. Because you're not in their constructive trust. Anyway, that's my show for today. Appreciate y'all, you know, listening in the whole night. I'll talk to y'all again Wednesday. Peace to the gods. We out of here. Hold on. Let me play an oldie but goodie song. I played this song in a minute. To get up out of here. In the whole nine. Let me see. The Story of the Moor.
Whitewashed. They did
our brothers to commit the same way. They did us in America the same way. Wake up, wake up.
Daddy, I'll be more.
Misnomer, which is a misnomer. Do the knowledge. Peace, God.